As Joanne has already told us, this summer we're going to focus on various parables and sayings of Jesus that we find throughout the Gospels. To get us ready for this, we heard Jesus say in Matthew 7 that listening to his words and acting on them will show that we are wise. Hearing Jesus' words and acting on them is something for each of us to practice in our own lives, at home, when we're facing a decision or a crisis, or just on ordinary days. I thought that as we step into this summer series that we would just focus on listening to Jesus' words and meditating on how each of us will act on them. So we're going to do some sacred reading together. That's what Lectio Divina means, which we have done as a church once or twice or more before. And some of you have prayed with scripture in this way in other settings, maybe on your own or maybe in a group. So this is a way of reading scripture or praying with scripture in which we are not seeking just information, but formation. We are trusting that God's word is alive and continues to be relevant and meaningful to our lives and to the world. So I will tell you first what we will do and then we'll do it. We'll have times of silence during this, which can feel strange in a group, so I just want you to not worry about the silence and trust that I am watching the time and I will bring us back each time when I plan to. There may be noises. We might hear young voices or older voices or people moving around. We might feel like we need to move. That's just part of praying together as a community. So just let go any anxiety that comes with the making of noise and praying together. So in a moment, I will read a passage from Matthew 13, some words of Jesus. As I read the passage, you can close your eyes if you want to, or do whatever you need to do with your hands to help you to focus simply on hearing. As I read slowly, notice a word or a phrase that draws your attention, that stands out to you somehow today. It might attract you or it might repel you. Wherever the energy is, just notice that. Then after a brief pause, I will read the same passage a second time. Go back to that word or phrase that stood out to you and reflect on it. What does your imagination do with it in images or feelings? What does that word or phrase mean in this passage, or what else does that word or phrase mean? Then after a longer silence, I will read the passage a third time. During that third reading and then the longer silence a few minutes after that, ask in prayer how this word or phrase or the image or the feeling that has emerged from it connects with your life right now. What do you feel God is saying to you, perhaps about something in your life right now? So that will be a lengthier silence for you to open yourselves to that time of silent prayer. Whether you have questions for God, or whether you feel that maybe God is asking something of you. I will end that silence with a word to close our prayer. And then after that, I'll ask you to turn to a few people around you, and if you're willing and comfortable, to share something of what you were praying or hearing or wondering with the people near you. And anyone can pass on sharing in that time. So make sure you're in a comfortable position sitting, or if you want to lie down at the back, that's okay. If you need to move, that's fine. Just be sure you're comfortable. If you want to close your eyes right now, you can. If everyone is comfortable, we're ready to start. So this first time, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in their joy they go and sell all that they have and buy that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, they went and sold all that they had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous, and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now reflect on what that word or phrase means or conjures up within you. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in their joy they go and sell all that they have and buy that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, they went and sold all that they had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous, and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. How is this a word from God for your life right now? The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in their joy they go and sell all that they have and buy that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, they went and sold all that they had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Thank you, Jesus, for these words of yours that speak to our lives. Amen.